same pads?
Oh, it was great, man. It always feels good to get them pads on and smack a little bit.
When you see a guy like Revis make plays the way that he did today, what does that do for the entire defense?
It's always good plays. Get our offense the ball back. You know, those are big plays, turnovers.
Last 2 days, it seems like, as a whole defense, you guys have been around the ball a lot. Do you feel like the energy and the sort of running to the ball has been good so far?
It's there. You know, we can always get better, you know, and keep building on what we had today, you know.
Brandon, you've been itching to put the pads on. It seemed like you'd made a few physical plays even before you guys were putting pads on. Were you excited?
I just been itching to get out here, period, pads or no pads. I'm itching to get my hands on the ball, really.
As a bigger corner, when you cover somebody like Edelman, a smaller receiver, what are the challenges of that, and how do you kind of deal with that?
Him being smaller, you know, me throwing my hands, him being able to duck under the things like that and back out of it because he's a little quicker and agile.
Who do the pads benefit when you get them on? Do they benefit the offense or do they benefit the defense?
I think it benefits us, you know, because me as a press corner, you got pads to grab on and things like that, and it slows the guys down on the other side of the ball.
What's your impression of this wide receiver corps?
I think they're a real good group, you know what I mean? And then they got the luxury of playing with Brady.
So, thoughts on the renewed emphasis by the league on basically keeping your hands off the offensive players?
They also changed some rules where they'll be watching them guys as far as pushing off. So I think it goes both ways, you know. So I don't think the game will change too much. I'm still going to be aggressive. I'm going to force them to make the call, you know.
Is that one of those things that'll take a while to see how it is being called both sides?
Like I just said, I'm going to force them to make the call. You know, I'm not going to change my game. I'm going to try to stay as aggressive as possible.
Does it bother you at all? Do you think it makes it harder for the defense when they put a new emphasis on it?
Like I said, I'm not going to change my game. I'm not going to let it bother me. You know, I'm going to force them to make the call. I'm going to try to stay aggressive. You know, that's what got me here.
So you're going to wait until the first call is made to possibly change your approach?
I'm going to wait until Coach says something.
How much did the experience in the Canadian League, especially the freedom of movement, the receivers good, how much did that benefit you playing? How much did you improve from that experience? How did it help you in any way?
It was a different game, you know. Here you got guys that, you know, 4-3 speed. You got quarterbacks like Brady, you know, Breeze across the league. You know, they had challenges in the CFL. You got to cover a guy, you know, with a 10-yard head start, you know, and you still got to press this guy. So, you know, it's challenges up there and it's challenges here.
Where are you in the process of learning the scheme, the lingo, the playbook? How comfortable are you?
I'm getting pretty close, you know, but I'm not where I want to be, you know. Like I said, I'm going to keep building on, you know, day by day.
You guys had conversations about how you're going to be used in training camp this summer. I mean, knowing the fact that you're going to have to sit out the first 4 games.
No conversations on how I'm going to be used, you know. I'm just going to work my butt off, you know, and let the chips fall where they may.
Do you feel like you have to try to get more out of this training camp because you're going to be missing some of the beginning of regular season?
Try to get more out of every training camp, every practice. You know, try to better yourself, be the best player you can be. You know, like I told you, I'm going to let the chips fall where they may.